WMO. What's going on, W4SH?
I think that's Gene.
Yeah, I had feedback right in the last word I said, I guess. I don't know what happened. I think I halfway let off on the button, and it maybe the receiver will switch back in while I was transmitting. I don't know. Yeah, this is Gene W4FHJ.
Yeah, that was a big squawk, that last syllable. I've seen some radios do that. You know, if you don't push the mic button all the way in, it's halfway on transmit, halfway on receive, I guess. I don't know, but anyway. Well, I hope you're doing well. I just got out of the dentist's office and had my teeth cleaned. They feel good, and they told me don't come back for another 6 months. So the next appointment is in August. I keep thinking, man, that's a long time away. But, you know, it'll be like I wake up one day and all of a sudden it's August. anyway, so I got, they took x-rays and everything, and everything's fine. So I can't complain. Hope you're doing well.
Doing pretty good. I got a phone call coming in, but it's from New York, and you know what that would be. I mean, a good guess is robocalls. I get them from Washington State. I get them from California. And if I don't recognize them, I don't answer the phone. So there you go. For a long time, I didn't get robocalls on my cell phone, but somehow my cell phone got in the worldwide system, I guess. Everybody's calling me. And, of course, it's the same way with the two regular phone lines I have here at home, all kind of robocalls. Very good. Well, I haven't been to the dentist in years and years and years. I don't have much need to go to the dentist. I don't have any teeth except some bottom teeth and a few upper teeth on the sides. don't do me any good to go to dentist. So there you go. I would like to, though, to get all new set of teeth. Cycle. Repeater cycle. Yeah, well, as I mentioned at first, I forgot what we were talking about, but I chimed out. I said, Stone Mountain, we get to heaven, so I'm going to get a set of teeth when I get to heaven, a good set of teeth. They're going to be perfect, and I don't need to go to the dentist after that.
Well, I tell you what, that's going to be a great place. I don't think you have to worry about a dentist or doctors either. So, yeah, that's something to look forward to, actually. Hold on here. Just a minute. It'd go a lot better if I put it in drive instead of number two. Well, I'm in my car I call Big Red. It's an Expedition. And I bought it brand new in 2002. I'm still driving, and it's still a great car. I tell you, this is one of the best cars I ever had. You know, this is one of the first years it came out, and it's on a truck frame. I think it was an S250, I believe. Truck frame. But this has been a great car. Of course, I've taken care of it. But I sure enjoy using this one. Over. Keep thinking, when I go to heaven, I hope Big Red's going to be there.
Okay. Sounds like you got a tank car or something. That's pretty good. I bought my grandson. He had to have transportation. He's in welding school down in Piedmont. He had to have transportation. I bought him a car, $5,500. Of course, it was a used car. And it turned out to be a peerless to it. I lost real bad on that, and then turned around and bought him a Buick, about $8,000, and that's been pretty good. That's been pretty good, but I tell you what, used cars these days and times is out of sight, and no question about it. Years ago, he could have bought it for just a few hundred dollars, but that's the way things go. I think for a long time there was no such thing as buying a new car. At least what several people told me, that you cannot buy new cars at all. But from all the advertising I'm seeing on TV, they're all kind of new cars. I don't know what happened to that. Maybe they got where they could build them again. I don't know what the deal is on that. Well, Bill, let me let you go. And these folks are here moving everything out, so I need to kind of get out of their way. So let me say 73 is to you. And good talking with you again, Bill. And again, tell Phil howdy for me when you see him. Okie dokie. It's W4FHJ. Be clear with you after a minute.
Okay, Gene. I'll pass it on to Phil. I think this week he starts substitute teaching there in Pageland. And he seems to enjoy that quite a bit. Gets him out of the house and he enjoys it. And Lane always asks about you. I'll tell her I talked to you. You're doing fine. And the thing, you can buy cars. You can still buy cars, but the problem is you can't get them. They'll take your money. Now, say, get in line, it'll be 3-4 months before, you know, it comes. So I think just production is down, so you have to wait to get them. And you drive on Motor Mile, and there's nothing on Motor Mile. And some of these car dealers around here, I used to see cars everywhere. There's just only one or two on the lot. So that's just the way it is. Yeah, you have to get used to it. Anyway, you take care, Gene, and enjoy talking to you. Thanks for the call. N4IQ.
Oh, Roger. Good talking with you. Talk with you later. W4FHJ out.